Welcome to the Agency of the Month. This month's agency is the FAA, brought to you by ITT on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. ITT is delivering the cornerstone technology for the FAA's next generation air traffic management system. ITT, doing essential things in extraordinary ways.
Welcome to Agency of the Month on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Ruben Gomez. My guest is Fanny Rivera, Assistant Administrator for Civil Rights at the FAA. Ms. Rivera, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you.
First, describe exactly what your office does.
Well, my office and the mission of my office, the Office of Civil Rights, is to prevent discrimination by providing oversight to policies, practices, and procedures and major organizational changes within the Federal Aviation Administration.
So are you covering FAA employees only?
We are covering FAA employees, but we are also responsible for disability issues at the airports.
What is your jurisdiction over the airports when it comes to those kinds of topics?
Well, when we have disability issues at the airports, one of the things that potentially could happen is if you don't have a ramp at an airport, that could be an issue. If you are doing service animals and they aren't allowed to go into the airport, that could be an issue. Actually, most recently, we had our first Americans with Disabilities airport stakeholders meeting. And we had about 25 disability organizations and airports, and there were a number of proactive steps that we are taking to increase the compliance of disabilities at airports.
What would you say are your biggest challenges to working with the airports on this matter?
One of the biggest issues is really about disability compliance, and I think probably one of the things that came out of the stakeholders meetings was really about the service dogs. When you are visually impaired, if you are not able to have a service dog come into the airport, sometimes the guards or the folks at the airports could potentially take the service dog away from the visually impaired person, and so that becomes a major issue. So we are looking at trying to remedy that situation as well.
Well, speaking of remedying or fixing the situation, what power or options does your office within FAA have over these problems at airports?
Well, some of the proactive things that we're doing is that we are doing disability compliance reviews at a number of the airports. And so when you go into the airport, the Office of Civil Rights will be looking and reviewing what are some of the issues with disabilities at the airports.
So compliance reviews, can you tell me a little bit more about how those work from start to finish?
So what happens is that when an Office of Civil Rights specialist goes into the airports, they will, first, before they even go to the airports, they will review the websites. They will look at all of the information that are in the websites. Then they will go to the airport. They will review what is going on in the airport as well, related to disability matters. And then after that, they will then give a high-level review of some of the deficiencies that may take place with the airport disabilities selective placement coordinators. And then after that, they will write a report that will then identify what are the remedies that will take place with regard to some of these deficiencies.
So in a case like this, is your office sitting more in advisory position, or do you actually have the power to enforce some of those recommendations?
The airport is the organization that will address those deficiencies. And so it is our role to provide the compliance to address those issues, the airport issues.
Switching over to FAA employees, can you tell me about your role when it comes to FAA workers with disabilities?
People with disabilities, what we're looking at is really the prevention of discrimination with regard to people with disabilities. And so one of the goals that took place with regard to the Department of Transportation was that the DOT, Department of Transportation Secretary Norman Mineta, established a goal in 2006 where 3% of all new hires must be people with targeted disabilities. And in addition to that, Secretary Ray LaHood then expanded that goal, actually this year, to increase or to have 3% of the entire Department of Transportation workforce be people with targeted disabilities. In addition to that, the Federal Aviation Administration, the Office of Civil Rights, inserted a FAA strategic goal into the strategic plan whereby 3% of people with targeted disabilities are related to the hiring of those people. And so we are tracking and reporting for each line of business what is it that we are doing with regard to people with targeted disabilities.
And what? How is the FAA doing? Do you have any of those numbers?
Well, with regard to fiscal year 2008, FAA hired 7 people with targeted disabilities. However, once the FAA strategic initiative was inserted into the flight plan with regard to people with targeted disabilities, in fiscal year 2009, FAA hired 24 people with targeted disabilities. And since October 1, 2009, we have hired 11 people with targeted disabilities.
So it sounds like you're making progress here.
Mm-hmm.
So going back a little bit to targeted disabilities, for what exactly is a targeted disability? What are some examples?
A targeted disability has the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission established 9 targeted disability categories. One is deafness, one is blindness, one is missing extremities, partial paralysis, complete paralysis of arms or legs or both hands, distortion of limb and or spine, convulsive or seizure disorders, mental illness or mental retardation.
So that's quite a list.
It is.
Do you also track numbers that are not considered within that category of targeted disability?
Well, the targeted disabilities are tracked because they are tracked as a result of the Rehabilitation Act of 1973, which is really a requirement under the law. And in addition to that, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission established a requirement that each year Equal Employment Opportunity Plan and Report must be submitted to the commission. And so people with disabilities are included in this plan. And so we are truly tracking and reporting people with targeted disabilities.
We'll continue our conversation after the break with FAA's Assistant Administrator for Civil Rights, Fanny Rivera. I'm Ruben Gomez. You're listening to Agency of the Month on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Soon, the friendly skies will be even friendlier. The FAA has partnered with ITT to modernize air traffic management across the U.S. in an effort to cut passenger delays by more than 35% and significantly improve safety. ITT's solution uses next-generation GPS technology instead of the decades-old technology currently in use. Known as ADS-B, the solution allows airlines to fly more direct routes, saving time and more than 1 million gallons of fuel a year. That's like taking 100 cars off the road per plane each year. ITT Defense has a single focus: deliver innovative technology solutions to governments worldwide. From next-generation imaging that integrates space, airborne, ground, and soldier sensors to energy systems that disrupt the enemy, ITT has the technology and experience to address the most pressing challenges. ITT Defense. Doing essential things in extraordinary ways. Visit them at defense.itt.com.
Welcome back to Agency of the Month. My name is Ruben Gomez, and my guest today is Fanny Rivera. She's the Assistant Administrator for Civil Rights at the Federal Aviation Administration. Before the break, we were talking about disability issues as they relate to the FAA internally, but also at the airports. I understand that your office has responsibility or has a role in hiring veterans with disabilities. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Can you tell me more about that role?
Well, the Office of Civil the Office of Human Resource Management has a special program for veterans, and veterans, the selective placement officer for veterans is Austin Lewis, and he provides oversight for the entire veterans program. Now, people with disabilities and targeted disabilities are part of the hiring process. And in addition to that, when we do the on-the-spot hiring, veterans' preference does apply. So whether it's on-the-spot hiring or competitive vacancy announcement hiring, veterans' preference applies throughout.
Why veterans? Is it because of the mandate?
It is part of the mandate. It is part of the law. But in addition to that, when we speak about people with targeted disabilities, we actually did a hiring fair in fiscal year 2009 where we drew 1,200 people with targeted disabilities, among which some of them were veterans. In addition to that, within the FAA, we had a national broadcast for people with disabilities, and it was a nationwide broadcast. And we then trained managers with regard to the hiring process and also with reasonable accommodations. So that was an outstanding training broadcast as well.
What happens when somebody has a complaint? They feel that they were discriminated against by their manager.
That becomes somewhat of an issue with discrimination. But where we are with the Federal Aviation Administration government-wide ratio, we are... So between fiscal year 2007 and 2008, we reduced complaints by 25%. And between 2008 and 2009, we reduced complaints by 7%. So the government-wide ratio is at 0.54%, and FAA is now at 0.58%. So we are just very slightly over the government-wide ratio. Over the last 10 years... we have conducted, the Office of Civil Rights has conducted about 1,600 mediations, and we have resolved about 37%. So based on that, we have substantially reduced the number of complaints with regard to the FAA.
And what would you attribute that reduction to?
Number one, when we were doing collateral duty counselors, we then created one national intake unit, and all employees then could initiate a pre-complaint with the national intake unit. That was one piece. And then the other piece was we really were using full-time counselors. And that also enhanced our ability to address these EEO complaints as well.
Backing up to the complaints process, if an employee files a complaint, can you walk me through how that works when your office takes the complaint and then what you do with all the parties that are involved?
So how we do this is you initiate a pre-complaint with the National Intake Unit. And then you will say to the employee whether it would be traditional counseling or mediation. So it'll go either way. And then after that, you would either do a formal mediation or you would do the traditional counseling. And the counselor would then work with the employee to see if you can resolve the complaint.
And how long might that process take?
The informal process is 90 days.
What would you say have been the FAA's biggest challenges to diversity?
Some of the challenges are a number of challenges. One of them is sometimes the managers are not making the appropriate selections, and there may be some other issues as well.
We'll continue our conversation after the break with the FAA Assistant Administrator for Civil Rights, Fanny Rivera. I'm Ruben Gomez, and you're listening to Agency of the Month on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.